This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's 7 minutes past eight and you're on Joy Brekkie. I'm joined in the studio by the one and only Triana from Joy. From not only the Sounders
from
now,
but me? Oh my God, so how'd you get me in the studio?
I know, right? That hardly ever happens.
Happens too much.
Now, I got you on this morning for a bit of a, special reason. Like, you manage the socials here at Joy.
Yeah, I try to.
You do a very good job. We're loving what you're doing, actually.
Can I just get on the record? I do a very good job on it. Excellent.
I must find you the sound. Rach did a massive shout out to you on Monday because it's like too much fun.
Dean, let me say this, knowing that obviously this is going out to people who are not just you and I. Shout outs are great, but instead of shout outs, why don't we all get in the comments? Boost the comments. Why don't we?
Shout outs are lovely.
Like the post, share it to your profile, share it to your story, share it to your friends. Get it out there, please.
Interaction is even better than shout outs to our socials.
Get in the comments.
Get into it. But I thought I'd get you on the show this morning to have a bit of a chat about some top tips to look after yourself online, protect yourself online.
Well, this came about, and I hope we can go here.
Oh, we can. Let's go. This.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you came to me a couple of weeks ago. There was, can we say, some unpleasantness?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we talked about it. Rach and I talked about it. It was when when I was doing a drag story time a couple of weeks ago, which, yeah, we talked about here on the show.
Hang on. Transphobes didn't like you doing a drag story time?
I know. That's never happened before.
Breaking.
It is really funny how their logic of those people online will go from this is unsafe to children, I'm a trans person, then I'm someone who it's really ridiculous how much they leap from bounds depending on what part of the world they're from.
Can I ask, how do you, as someone who is often the subject of these really nasty comments, like how do you react to it? Because I'm not in the kind of position where you are, where you're getting a lot of these hate comments and this kind of ongoing campaign. How do you react to it and how do you feel about it?
I used to react really, no, I used to try to educate. I used to try to engage. I used to try to change the narrative of the topic online, which is something that coming up soon, we're going to have Anna Piper Scott in the studio and Anna does online. And I just wish I had that, skill's not the word, but even just fortitude, because it's just not there. I take a beat, but I've learned a lot of different things, like how to, I don't know. Wine is helpful, but I figuring out how to understand how to use my social media has actually been something I'm still learning and trying to make sense of. And this is why I thought this is good. Let's get Triana on, because you taught me something really basic that I had no idea about. And I've been dealing with online hate for like nearly 18, 20 months.
Yeah. And this is it. You came to me and you were like, just so you know, this is happening. And there could be narky comments coming through on the main Joy accounts. And I said, all right, let's do the thing that is the least amount of effort but has the highest amount of impact on it, right? And there are very few people that actually know this exists, but it exists on a lot of different platforms. We'll talk about Instagram for the moment because that's where a lot of people are. On Instagram, there is a way to change it so that only people who you follow and people who follow you can comment.
Yeah.
So if there is someone who just doesn't like you and they're like, oh, I'm going to go and send a hate comment their way, they don't even get the comment button showing up.
Yeah.
So all they can do is like it or share it. And it's like, well, you're boosting me either way.
Yeah.
And do you want to interact with that?
It's this smart or funny thing where there are these tools in different online spaces and places that you can use. And some of us trust them, some of us don't. Like this past year, figuring out how to use social media in a defensive and protective way has been a really weird, weird thing to do because I never really thought about it. I never thought about what we are meant to do in regard to it. But I had to figure out a way. This one way on Instagram was a massive tool to be able to handle it.
So how did it change? Was it like night and day for you?
It was in a really, really big way. Of course, You have the option on Insta where you can actually make it only people you follow or people who follow you as well. Right now I'm doing both, and I put a story up just saying heads up. It means people can still access everything that I'm doing, but it doesn't mean they can interact, because it's the way they're interacting and the negative way they're interacting that can be a real stress.
And look, I feel like people sometimes need to take the or feel they need to take the kind of nuclear route of I'm just going to like lock my account and no one can see it and only, do you know what I mean? Which for someone who is in the public eye like you is not really an option.
I can't do it. It's just I wish I've tried making a I've tried making like a subscriber list. I've tried making an email thing. I've realized the only way people know what's happening or events that I'm doing is by me constantly sharing on social media. And while there are other ways that other people have been able to do it really well, it seems to be the only way people want to interact with me. So that's why I post a lot. If I don't post for a day, people freak out and think something's wrong with me. But that's the way I do it. But if you had a few top tips for people, let's just chuck a few out there on different platforms. So Instagram.
Instagram, I would say limit the amount of people who can comment. So for a lot of people, it's making it so the only people you follow can comment, which also, by the way, for the record, locks out a lot of those spammers who leave spammy comments.
The like they're not even malicious, really,
but they're just bots. Yeah. They're annoying. So that gets rid of those. On Twitter, if you're still on Twitter or X, I know there are a lot of people who are over there. I'm one of the people who kind of has to navigate that space. Muted words is the name of a feature. And essentially you can type in any specific word, phrase, hashtag, whatever it is that you don't want to see, and it will never show it to you on your home feed, like when you're scrolling, and it will never show it to you in your comments. So if there are particular slurs, and you can choose whether it's comments and feed or just feed, one or both. If there's a particular slur that you get all the time, I know there are quite a few for me as a trans woman, you'd be shocked to hear.
Well, that's what I was about. Yeah, like you have that experience as well. So
there's just in my muted words list, it's just a whole bunch of slurs, because it's not even that I don't even want them to be directed at me, of course, right? But it's also, if I'm just scrolling my feed and someone says it, I just don't want to see it, right?
Yeah.
So it looks, and also you can use it to like, if there's a particular like film franchise or book franchise that you're sick of hearing about, and I just do not want to hear about that creator or that book or that person or that character
ever
again.
What do you mean, Jojo Siwa? What do you mean, K-pop?
We'll talk about that off air. Can I just say also, by the way, for the record, Jojo Siwa is on the Joy playlist.
I know. We played this morning. It was the second song we played
Karma. We got a tweet from your friend JJ. JJ said, thank you, Joy, for playing Karma by Jojo Siwa. Anyway, the point
very
is,
excited.
So say I didn't want to hear anything about Jojo Siwa ever again. I could just kind of put Jojo Siwa into the muted words and it just would never show up again.
Wow.
So that's a really good way to protect yourself on X and Twitter, especially if you're in a position where there's a lot of abuse coming in or if you're a marginalized kind of creator or
really
a marginalized person, an activist, and you have to navigate that space, just kind of shield all that out.
I love it. I love it. Now, Facebook, I want to recommend to everyone, don't be afraid to block. Don't be afraid to hide. Blocking and muting people, really important. But now we have Threads and Blue Sky.
No.
Don't get them, but I'm using them. Is that the, like, but I'm trying my best to figure out how.
Look, the thing is, with any of these platforms, experimentation is key, especially because they're really early on and we don't know what's going to take off.
Yeah.
You know, so with Threads, there's a brilliant creator. You are a fan of Zach Oyama.
Mm-hmm.
You're very well aware of Zach Oyama, who's like an online creator, and he does some videos on streaming services in the US. And he posted something on Threads one day, and he was just like, to me, Threads is where we pretend to do social media. And I was like, it kind of is, because everyone is on there because they feel like they should be on there. No one really wants to be on there.
No one knows what to do.
And so, Joy has a presence on Threads because we're on Instagram. So if you're on Instagram, you're on Threads as well.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of a very loosey-goosey kind of place. And we can share some behind-the-scenes stuff. We can give you some updates that you might not be seeing on Instagram or Facebook. So it's just like a kind of fun.
It's a place for the person behind the curtain type thing.
It's a little bit behind the curtain. If you want to see behind the curtain. If you want to see inside the studio.
Yeah, okay. Understanding how I can use that, this is good.
Blue Sky is a little more niche, but there is a really strong LGBTQIA+ community who are on there. So we've got an account on there. We're using it a little bit, but we are very much early experimenting. So it's kind of like, if you see it, you see it, but...
Story of my life. Trina, thank you for coming in this morning. It is, though. I can't help it. Thank you for popping in this morning and just breaking it down a little bit more. I never thought to use the muted function on X, but I'm always going to call it Twitter. Sorry, X is for X-Men. I never thought to use the muted function, and now maybe I'm going to give it a try.
I was chatting with John Deeks the other day, and as a bit on air, we Googled my name to see what showed up, and I'm going through, and I'm saying, oh, you know, like my Instagram is there, my X is there, my Threads is there, and Deeks, he thought when I said my X was there... It was like my ex.
Your ex-partner.
Yeah. Ex, yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe we need a section every single week where it's just like getting hip with Deeksy, like, and we just do any slang.
Deeksy, if you're listening, get in the comments.
Thanks for joining us, Triana. Thanks you're on Joy Brekkie. It's 17 minutes past 8 and coming up, the one and only Anna Piper Scott.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.